two questions from Taiwan last night. The first question is about in Anattalakkhana Sutta, the Buddha talked about the khandhas are not self, but the sutta does not say there's no self. So she asked, why do we say there's no self?
Yeah, Brahmada Dhamma, all dhammas are no self. Because self means something we take for thing. This is self because it's not only that which is seen, that which is touched. So we take it as this, that is self.
We take it as something.
And for this, it's Sakkaya, our own self.
Sakkaya Titti.
And this is Attanu Titti, something Atta. But actually there's none.
So she asked, why not just say not self? Why we say no self?
It doesn't matter as long as she understands the meaning. Whether in Pali it's this or the other place is that, It doesn't matter. Even in Pali, different words used for just one reality.
Like sanyata or also anatta.
Everything. Chaya is atta. Hardness is anatta. No, it has its own characteristic. It doesn't matter. No idea of self or whatever. Otherwise, she cannot understand the teachings. Mm-hmm. She always thinks of the word, not the reality.
Yes, that's very common.
It means the characteristic of a reality, no matter in what language is that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just to understand as it is, as it is.
Right. Dhamma is not self. Dhamma has no self in it. No.
It does matter at all.
Okay. And second question is about what's your view on Saranam?
Saranam?
Yeah.
Refuge.
Yeah, refuge.
Yeah. That we can depend on to understand, to attain the reality which will eradicate the kilesa, because that is the real Saranam. Otherwise, how can we have the understanding of whatever appears? And how can we have less attachment and ignorance of that which appears? And without the teachings as refuge, no one can become enlightened. The kilesa cannot be eradicated.
Mm-hmm.
To eradicate ignorance and attachment and all kilesa, whatever is our refuge, leading us, helping us.
Can we say the Buddha, the teaching and the Sangha, what's behind the triple gem is Banya. Banya is the refuge, or Banya also rise and falls away. Banya is also dukkha.
So she should keep what she understood from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can arise without conditions.
Right.
So what is the difference between Banya and Avicca?
One understand reality.
Whenever it arises, it understands.
Yes.
Whenever it arises, it's not understanding.
Right.
So it's this very moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, what else?
Yes.
Right. And her question is?
I don't know. She just sent me a message. What's your view of Saranam?
Saranam.
I'm not sure if she is thinking about
without the understanding of the teachings, can she have right understanding?
No, it's not.
The teachings is refuge for understanding. With a Buddha, can there be any words, the right words, the wise word about whatever appears now without the Buddha?
No.
So we need the Buddha who taught the truth, Dhamma, and that will bring or lead to the eradication of kilesa to be Aryan Sangha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Aryan Sangha.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. What else?
Okay.
What does she have as refuge before she hears the teachings?
I don't know, maybe looking for a refuge.
That's why the conversation helps one to think.
Mm-hmm.
Before hearing the teachings, do I have any refuge as the person to think?
Mm-hmm.
What is her refuge before hearing the teachings? Father, mother, wealth, money, fame? Can that be refuge?
No.
To understand?
No, that's not.
See? That's not. And what is better? Not understanding, but have everything. And even there's nothing at all, but there is right understanding.
Yeah.
To understand how come to be such and such.
All the gold in the world cannot buy the understanding.
So that they buy themselves. Mm-hmm. So it would be their own understanding, which no one can take it away from her.
Right, right.
Because it's her own thinking.
Yeah.
She's
very interested about the teachings. She even goes study the Pali. She's learning the Pali.
When she is so very interested in the teachings, why? To be refused.
Yeah, right. And some people might be thinking to become a monk or nun. How do we know, or what's any question to check if they are ready or are they really?
What do you understand about the teaching?
Mm-hmm.
Can it be known now without becoming a monk? And they should understand the difference between a monk and lay people.
Mm-hmm.
To see by himself whether she can or he can or whoever can live this life perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, one hasn't never understand any word of the teaching.
Mm-hmm.
If one try to be against one's accumulation,
mm-hmm.
one's asya nusanya, one's cerita, one atimutta, and one pana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we talk about asaya and anusaya yesterday, like ditti, when asaya, when right understanding increase, the wrong view should decrease, right?
When there is understanding?
When right understanding increase even to the degree of vipassana jnana, and that means that wrong view reduced.
Less and less.
Less and less.
By panya of every stage.
Right. But does that mean when the asaya increase, anusaya decrease? Can we say that?
Because asaya includes wholesome and unwholesome.
Okay, I mean for the wholesome part increase, the unwholesome part would decrease.
Okay. Before hearing the teachings,
mm-hmm.
what did she know or understand about this moment?
Usually people don't know. Right?
Avijja.
Yes.
And when there is understanding, does she still have such idea before hearing?
Such idea about?
About everything, before hearing the teachings, after understanding the teachings.
There's still a lot of moment of avijja.
See? Yeah. So she knows by herself. We don't ask anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Because of understand that which is not understood before.
Mm-hmm.
So the ignorance of that cannot happen, cannot arise together with right understanding.
No.
So the more it understands, the more less time for avijja.
The less frequent. It's less frequent for the askusala to arise. But the intensity, the degree can still be very strong, like vitikama.
Depending on panya. No one can make it different from before.
Mm-hmm.
Only panya which understands more and more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
It's strange not having one's own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
See? Why need the other's words?
Mm-hmm.
It's so reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
When there is panya, it knows that which is not known before, that which is not understood before. So mm-hmm. the avijja has to be less because of the understanding, not because of other things.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's one's own considering, understanding. Otherwise, keep on asking. And what about if the other says something different? Can she believe?
People need to make a judgment. Yeah, need to think about which one makes sense.
Don't believe in other words.
Right.
Just understand it. Whatever who say.
Yeah. The difficulty is the same words have also many different interpretations.
But the reality is one.
Yeah. Right.
Never change.
Like we mentioned about Adipati, the four jetas, the four Adipati Pachaya. They can be itipata, right?
Antipathy.
Yeah, the chanda, virya, and citta, and vanya.
And what is the other one you mentioned just now?
Itipata.
Okay, how many? What are the itipata?
The four. The four, like the just mentioned, the chanda, the virya.
Are they the same?
When it's developed to a higher kusala degree, it becomes a basis of power. In the sutta, it's quoted, these itipata are needed for enlightenment.
Because of what are they?
Because they are basis of power.
No. Just what are they? As far
as the chanda, you mean?
The chanda, without chanda, that's we can anyone listen to the teaching more? Without?
No.
And without viriya?
No. We need this, right?
Yeah. It's so easy. Just think over it and find out the answer by yourself. And it agrees with the teachings when it's real, when it's true.
Yeah, I mean, when I check on the internet, people quote, and because it's mentioned concentration, so people can interpret easily the jhana is required.
By themselves. That's why when one receives the Pitaka without understanding, one goes wrong by one's accumulation.
Right. It's so easy to think And then the commentary say it's not about the jhana, it's about the right understanding.
Just think about its nature of each dhamma, each characteristic. There must be chanda. Arises with how many jitas of a degree until it's developed with panya of understanding the characteristic, or panya which is in the danger of attachment to the sensuous subject. Different. Otherwise, those who attain jhana will attain enlightenment. If they are the same. The objective and the object must be different. One is to attain the calm, the other attain the understanding.
Right. Yep. And there are also so many examples in the suttas. People who don't have jhanas, they were enlightened.
But compared to the level of citta, the moment of enlightenment is at level of first jhana.
Right. Right.
It's so clear.
Okay.
See? That's why while one is reading the words of the teaching, each word is to be studied by oneself. Think over it, or this aspect, or the other aspect, until they all conform. No doubt. About different moments in samsara, which is conditioned to arise just once, never be second. And it added more and more condition of each one, whether it is a kusala of this, itsa or mana, or dosa, or whatever, as the anusya, to be inclined toward. Whatever happened is because of that. So ask them whether they like us to tell them or they would like to consider to be their own understanding what's right and what's wrong. The word is just something to think about, whether it's right or wrong, but not be told by this is right and that is wrong.
For Adipati Pachaya, they are also Aramana Adipati Pachaya, right?
Everything can be Aramana.
Yeah, anything can be Aramana, right?
No doubt about whether this or that can be.
But something we like particularly a lot is can be Adipati, Aramana Adipati Pachaya.
Would you like to know the name? A lot, and it's the object, which
the
is
object,
rather.
Right.
Different from the one which is not as much. Just the lady. Derila, just tell that it's not self. And in order to know different levels, Buddha used different terms.
Yeah.
only that. Because people read and they just want to understand the word. But what about when there is understanding? It's just daily life. At this moment, is the sun Aramanathipati?
No.
See, you can tell by yourself. Mm-hmm. And that is the understanding of no self, mm-hmm. beginning, Adam, mm-hmm. all the time when there is understanding. Mm-hmm. And it's not the time to think whether I like it much or less, but it's time to know that it's no self. So many hindrances all come from avijja and attachment. Mm-hmm. That's why attachment should be directly understood as the second Ariya Sacca. But when we talk about lobha, it includes avijja.
Yeah.
Because right. avijja cannot be known, but lobha is there mm-hmm. enough mm-hmm. to be known. Mm-hmm. Because if you talk about avijja, it's any moment when akusala is there. No matter strong or weak.
Mm-hmm. Right. There, I'm very sick.
Even the movement of the flesh, see up and down, see, no understanding, but all around us. At that moment, it is the lobha and avijja. Because without citta, the body cannot move. It's as rigid as the eighth rupa body. Mm-hmm. So nothing belongs to anyone. They are conditions. Mm-hmm. By having such understanding, when it's more and more understanding, it will condition the movement of direct awareness. Because direct awareness, which is satipatthana, must be accompanied by right understanding mm-hmm. of that degree that it can understand that which appears, the characteristic, as that no one. So it's not any method.
No.
And one knows by oneself because it's one's own understanding.
Can we say that method is considering understanding reality at this moment. That
method?
Is method.
It's not understanding. Mm-hmm. It's something helpful. Mm-hmm. So, can it be something or nothing?
It has like to be life. Natural, yeah.
And how, what condition method?
Usually, yeah,
lobha.
Right. Because quite often when people hear about no method, they are very upset.
What do they want?
Huh?
What do they want?
What do they want? Yeah, they want something good for themselves.
For themselves. See,
yeah.
There is the idea
yeah.
self.
Right.
All the time.
Yeah. I think people want something better before they realize the danger of if you don't go this way.
It's very difficult to see, mm-hmm. but it's easy to try to have it, to have mm-hmm. anything for themselves. Mm-hmm. That is why the Buddhist teaching is declaring it from time to time until mm-hmm. it's completely disappeared.
Mm-hmm. So the conclusion in chapter 1 is we see from these text quotations that there are three levels of defilement, vitikkhama klesha, pariyutthana klesha, pariyutthana klesha, and the latent tendency anusaya klesha. To conclude, there are latent tendencies which have their own distinct nature and characteristic. At conclusion of chapter 1. Okay.
Understanding.
No.
That's why I don't follow the worldly way they might have to have the introduction and then the summary and then the fraud. It doesn't help. For me, I think a question is better than conclusion. Mm-hmm. And no answer, let them find from that chapter. To know whether they cross or pass over something they don't really see the importance or what. Yeah. Or how much the understanding is there to be able to answer the question.
Yes.
Because some can say about, oh, there is no self, there are only citta and cittasika. But when it's a question, they cannot answer more because they follow the word. Not their own understanding, which can apply to everything because of understanding.
But this kind of capability is conditioned by a good level of understanding, a very good level.
And that's the meaning of reading.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why does one agree?
But for the very beginning people, they are so used to study.
Because they have to change their view. Otherwise, it's the other's word from the Pitaka, from this teacher, and on and on. And what's your own understanding?
Exactly. Not only this person's word, they check the other person's word, and what's the difference of the word? Why do you translate this one? There's so many...
That's right. One has to change one's habit when one reads the Pitaka. It's like listening to the Buddha himself. How much one understands.
But because there are some university or some more academic study the teaching, so and also people used to learn in this style.
Academy.
Yeah, in this style. Or
but not understanding the moment. None.
But cannot be the basis to understand.
Only
next.
The word basic, not the understanding basic. That's why they can answer and then become the professor.
Right.
Many people came to ask some question in order to pass the examination of Abhidhamma. I didn't tell because that's not the point.
No.
That's a, because the intention just to pass the examination. And if we help them, they pass and they thought that they knew or understood. But actually, not enough to teach the other when it's not one voice understanding. Because we will lead people just to believe or to remember, memorize, and think that they know, but actually not understand. If they can't answer, they can go back and read and find out. And then not just find the answer, but understand that it is not just follow the words, but it's the words of thought to know the truth. Little by little. That's why people don't like to hear, because it's a question that they cannot answer. They just want to be able to answer, not to understand.
And some people can take it the wrong way. They think, you are questioning me, you are challenging me. And
but it's a challenge. Just be a good friend. Just ask. And what do you answer?
Right.
How much understanding is in the answer? Or just, this word means, citta is that characteristic, and there are many cittasikas arising with it. It doesn't help. Because one will forget. For example, what are the 19 wholesome cittasikas?
The 19... I only remember the Satta, Sati, Alopa, Adosa, and Hiri, Otapa, and Pasada, and then Tranquility and Plasticity,
and
all that.
Machatata and so on.
Yeah, the pairs. I could not really exactly remember the pairs.
Because it doesn't appear. It arises, but it doesn't appear. So how can there be the understanding of it? But who knows when will appear or not? It doesn't matter. Not according to one's will, but according to one's understanding. How great, how sharp, see, how strong to know the reality, which is not easy to know, because it doesn't show up. But from understanding, what is the first pair? See?
The first pair.
Pair of the six pairs of wholesome jitasikas.
The English term is plasticity.
See? The term.
Yeah, the term, yeah.
But when we understand, it needs that. Uh-huh. Because otherwise the citta is so harsh of akusla, avicca and mana and so on.
Udaccha.
See? Otherwise, it doesn't need such jitasika to make it pliant and ready to be kusla, something like that, learn in one's own language,
right,
to understand it. Without it, it's impossible for kusla citta to arise. Because the strong akusla makes it so harsh, so rude, and so on.
Mm.
So crude, so coarse. See?
Right.
To understand, but not to remember. We understand the characteristic is better than we remember the word.
Mm.
And when it doesn't show up, don't try to experience
it. No. Mm-hmm.
Just awareness itself. We don't know at all when it arises to have what object, because they do not arise now. Mm-hmm. So how can there be expectation for this or that to be object, like concentrate on the breath? That is not vipassana, that is not satipatthana, because one thing about it, to have it, but Sati itself is not at anyone's control.
And usually it's the kusala, somanasa, and the pas, the calm, the pasata, they are more...
Pasati.
Apasati. Yeah, pasati. That's more obvious than the other.
Even so, it depends. Mm. If it does not appear, we cannot say that we know it.
Mm.
Only when it appears, right understanding from hearing, intellectually, can condition moment of understanding it to understand as no self, when there is understanding. It's just that characteristic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is the way to lessen the lopa and avicca, because when avicca is less, lopa is less. But just very little.
Right.
I thought I'd talk about this once, sometimes.
Recently, here.
I don't know, maybe last time, long ago.
Okay.
But it's helpful any time, hearing the truth.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's God before understanding.
Right.
It's nature.
Mm-hmm.
Citta and jitasikas arise together and see who knows. If they are gone so fast. That's why it makes confidence more and more. No way to do anything, to concentrate or to what is done by the idea of self. More and more.
Question. As to the word latent tendency, anusaya, why is this term used for the latent tendencies? Answer. The term latent tendency is used because it lies dormant. Question. Why is a latent tendency said to lie dormant? Answer. It is so called because it is unabandoned, unabandoned, apahina.
The Pali term?
Yeah, apahina.
I don't know exactly.
Okay, but it just means not unabandoned, not abandoned yet, unabandoned. Is still there, lying dormant, not abandoned, not eradicated. And the commentary said the word anusaya is used in the explanation of latent tendency. Why is the name used? Because it lies dormant. What is called dormant? The defilement that cannot yet be eradicated. Truly, this defilement lies dormant in the succession of beings, chittas, because they cannot yet be eradicated. Therefore, they are called anusaya, latent tendency. And then another quote about why anusaya, because it lies dormant, and then what does that mean, lying dormant?
And what is it?
Not eradicated, and it does not arise.
Why?
Why it does not arise, or because it's lying dormant?
No condition for it to arise, but the condition for that which is not latent arises.
Mm-hmm. Only Buddha can discover this.
Buddha knew everything.
Yeah.
And it depends. I don't know. For example, when Satipatthana arises, mm-hmm. here and there, mm-hmm. it's only their personal. We cannot right. know the others.
Right.
So we don't know the object for enlightenment for Sariputta before his enlightenment. Mm. What's his object?
Mm-hmm.
Any object.
Any realities.
Any.
Yeah.
It can be whatever.
It can
Nama
be.
Nama or Rupa
yeah, right.
or kind.
Right. And the notion of Charita and Atimutti are in the text combined with Asaya and Anusaya. Thus, the wording knowledge of beings' conduct and dispositions is combined with the wording. But it's all similar.
And it's not the way to study. It brings one more and more interest in the words.
Mm-hmm. Actually, before I started survey, I was going to study Visuddhimagga and some other textbook. And then after I read the survey, and I was like, oh, why bother?
Because you see that the truth is there in all texts. So it depends on the one who wrote it. In the old days, Sariputta, he didn't write, but he just showed his understanding. And in the first meeting, first council, mm-hmm. all the words passed on. What did the others?
The first council, not Sariputta, right?
Not writing yet, but after the Buddha died 3 months,
yeah.
there is the council to collect.
To memorize.
To, yes. Not to memorize,
and
but to keep.
To keep, right.
By understanding.
Yes.
So
yes.
all the Thera,
mm-hmm.
so well, first monks mm-hmm. and who have enlightened to the degree of Arhatta,
mm-hmm.
were there. So they couldn't have the wrong word.
Mm-hmm.
And they just pass on by words
mm-hmm.
to word, on and on until King Asoka.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, there is the Tipitaka in writing.
Right.
But I think that the purpose is just to help people after the time of Buddha to understand the word of the Buddha clearly, because they have clear understanding, so they mm-hmm. can become Rata.
Mm-hmm.
Only those which are the Savaka's word should be studied. But after that, so many teachers had their own idea added.
Mm.
So if you just talk about this teacher or that teacher, some say there's only one Tathalamana woman, and some say two. It doesn't matter, because it doesn't help one to let go of the idea of self, but to cling to what is there, what is right. one or two, something like that. See? So we have to understand it. Now there is no understanding of whatever appears. That's the point of needing the Buddha's word and the commentary to be conditioned to understand it. But the Acharya, the teachers, different teachers' word or book cannot compare to the commentary of the sutta, to the sutta, or to Vinaya, or to Abhidhamma.
Right.
That's why we don't follow the other's book. And as much as today needed is the key to be, how to learn the teachings, how to read with understanding. No matter it's Vinaya, without understanding, who understanding I? Just say that I follow how many rules. That is not understanding. It's not Dharma. But Dharma itself is Vinaya, because it's lesson, wrong understanding, clinging. This is Dharma. So Vinaya is Dharma. Without understanding Dharma, it's not Vinaya. What for oneself to have more rules? Follow the listeners.
To please the listeners.
Okay. But not to let them know what is more important. What is more important? Understanding without any clinging to the word. It can be this word or that word. We just use the word to show the difference.
And this is why it's difficult, because it takes understanding to understand. So when it's really weak, it's difficult.
That's why people in the Buddha's way are different from people today. They were different.
Also virtue, right? The level of virtue.
To letting go of this is much more better than understand the word.
Right. The teaching is practical.
No one.
But I use recording to share your explanation. Like last night I record, Ajahn Sujun mentioned about if we don't know the danger of attachment, then we will set the goal of the life to have as much enjoyment as possible if we don't see the danger. That becomes our goal. And that's very true.
That's right. We have more and more discussion. Just not being forgetful about what one understood. Otherwise, no time to think or to understand the reality, because we keep on be interested in other things all the time.
And also Nina shared, every time she went to Vietnam for Dharma discussion, somehow in the audience, someone's dear people, family member, passed away. Almost like every time when there's a Dharma discussion, someone in the audience, but they have a big crowd, they have a... And many, many times people say whose relatives just died, whose...
extend the marriage to that person.
Yeah, and also one story is also a lady lost her husband 10 years ago. And she still suffers from the depression. And the lady need to go to the, often go to the theater to watch a movie to forget.
She tried to control Sanya.
She tried to manage the feeling.
Yeah, to have Sanya remember other things while she's watching the movie.
Being replace unpleasant feeling with so many different ways.
Until we know that there is no more the present. He was born as someone else. We don't know. That's all. The best thing is to do good so that anyone can appreciate, even he or it's not told to know about it. But since he could know, he conditioned the appreciation of good deeds.
Yes.
Many ways to be good. Thinking about those that we regret that we haven't done enough for the person, the two good deeds. There are many conditions for different people to do good deeds, just for the others. Remember that, and then that is good. Whatever one is doing, just for the others, benefit.
I'll share that to the recording.
Yeah, it's one way to condition kusala. No crying, crying for nothing, because that person is gone forever. Forever, never to be that person anymore after death. New one, new world, new being. No thinking about those who he departed. No more. Husband, wife, children, friends. New life. No one. Seeing then the nonsense, no self of this life. It's the beginning of seeing the useless self becoming. What for? Just experience and then God. Everything. Every moment. With ignorance. Not knowing, thinking that it's there, it's permanent, it's mine, while nothing can be mine. Just the way it arises, it's conditioned to be such and such. Pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, fun, or happy, or unhappy. Just for a moment, it's gone completely, even pain.
But for some people, very few who see the useless of becoming or danger of becoming can still see a very rare purpose of share the teaching for the like you are doing
the
now.
Best.
Yeah, the best.
Right.
Yeah.
Do whatever one can do. For the others. Even just a moment, few moments, is better than have akusla, you say.
And it's more powerful.
All depends on conditions and the understanding.
Usually, if we just talk about citta chittasika in a few days, we'll mix with some more daily example. Either we share Lucas' example in Taiwan. Lucas suffered from some depression. And basically, people like the person's example. Yeah, they like the real daily life example.
Until right understanding develops to know that actually they are different dhammas.
Just Kusura different
dhammas. By conditions. Otherwise, that cannot be the elimination of attachment and desire. For the first Vipassana Jnana, it cannot condition such feeling. But the more there is an understanding, intellectual understanding, it conditioned the moment of understanding, the conditioned reality. So when the second Vipassana Jnana arises, it is the understanding of the condition. Even its nama and rupa, but its condition.
But the condition is clearly understood or just
the object,
vaguely?
Just always the object. But the understanding is conditions, intellectual understanding conditions the understanding. It is exactly the same of the first, but the panya from hearing and apply more and more. So as soon as whatever happens, it depends on how strong Panya is there. Even Sariputta, the object is the same to everyone.
Right.
See, but for him,
yeah,
it's different.
Yep.
So everything cannot be changed, but whether it's time for that level of Panya can arise or not. If it's not yet, one knows, no one can force it to think about the danger and the conditions. See? That's why conditions and dangers should be considered little by little, more and more, until it appear to understand the object which is there when time comes. Without understanding, it's just like now. No condition for the samasati, no condition for the right understanding of that particular object. So it's just right now.
Ajahn, when we say satipatthana, usually that's before Pativeda, we
mean... Certainly. But satipatthana goes with any moment of level of vipassana.
Right, right. That's why in the sutta it says could be up to 7 years, it could be...
Whatever.
Yeah, 7 months, 7 weeks, yeah.
And we call it, we use the term satipatthana, because it's not just thinking, or intellectual understanding. So satipatthana must be there, together with all levels of panya and vipassana. Even moment enlightenment, it's satipatthana, because the object is the object of the direct awareness and understanding. All depends on right understanding. Everything goes the same. A difference.
Different.
See,
yeah.
Even the sound of the birds are different by conditions. Everything is only conditioned.
Even when we replay the recording, it sounds the same. Like let's record of the discussion and replay tonight, you play tomorrow, it sounds the same, but it has to be different.
Different sound.
Yeah, has to be different.
The same one. By Utu.
By Utu, right. Yeah. It's different coconut now.
Yeah. Even this and that is different. This is thinner, see? And this is thicker. These two are different. So what about?
But I mean, even moment after moment, they are already different.
Not
amazing.
The same,
not the same exactly.
Orca.
Right.
And the new one by Utu. It doesn't bring any detachment yet because it's only hearing, not experiencing. That's why the intellectual understanding is conditioned for the direct awareness, and direct awareness conditioned the realization of the truth.
So even the fire, you know, the fire is conditioned by the fire, right? In a field, Utu.
For basic elements. Different ones.
You hear a sound, duck, 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 duck.
So the satipatthana is very, very natural. Just understanding, no one there.
That sound is sounds like the one in Taiwan. People just doing this on the like repeating chanting Buddha, 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 and on the wooden fish, dok 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 dok. It's very popular in Mahayana. Is that is
the bird?
That's another sound.
Someone knock. I don't know. We don't really. The memory works it. hear that, I hear this.
Right. Yeah. Different.
And we don't really know when there's no seeing. See. Mm-hmm. Different right. The ways, but condition the story mm-hmm. of the sound. Mm-hmm. The anatomist, but no one think about that each moment. What we need is the Buddha's word to remind, to condition more understanding in this life, and it can be conditioned for next life, only depending on conditions.
Vipalasa. So this is atta.
Yeah, all the time. We live in the nimitta world. Until the right understanding is gradually established, mm-hmm. on and on and on. Mm-hmm. To not your thinking, but is there. Mm-hmm. Not you are trying to have the understanding, but it arises more as alone, mm-hmm. one by one, getting a little bit and then clearer and clearer in daily life, mm-hmm. until it makes sure about anatta. The characteristic is that which experience or that which is experience, and letting go by, no matter whether it's gone or what will arise next. Mm-hmm. See? So natural. That is the way to understand the teachings, not going to the meditation center. It's quite wrong. Way different from the Buddha's path.
And the concept is also necessary. Otherwise, we don't drink coconut, we drink the tissues.
Yeah.
We eat the tissues.
Yeah. We did or acted as never know what's there. Just as soon as you reach, mm-hmm. the citta, the cetasika,
it's already gone.
Already conditioned. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No understanding the whole life. When there's no hearing the teachings enough. And when the understanding begins to say how subtle it is, mm-hmm. the more understanding, how subtle it can be this, and on, how subtle it can be known, something like that, unexpected mm-hmm. all the way, to have more and more confidence in anatomies before the atta is completely eradicated. Even sanya, all mm-hmm. five khandhas. Mm-hmm. The feeling now, see? Mm-hmm. And no selection between to have sanya as object first or feeling first or whatever. All will lead to anatomies. Like the sound here. Different from the bird sound. Mm-hmm. By condition. No understanding. The problem is not understanding.
And it's amazing that sanya and then thinking can know the bird, the sound come from that direction.
Yes, even that, see.
not the other direction.
Yeah. In details.
So much details. Otherwise.
Yeah. About that one coming, see. Mm-hmm. Raising his hand. Turning and driving to each very details, each move, each moment, all unknown, as no self. No one again, see? So that cannot be self. It's only impinged on the eyebase. Condition different nimitta. And the story, long story. About this and then that and then those mm-hmm. keep on going. Now I saw the leaf drop in gradually until the ground. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, when there's no attention, we see just the leaf on the ground. Mm-hmm. And it can be the wind touch it and condition is falling. See? Mm-hmm. Everything so very rapidly.
Just different arms.
And if we keep being interested in word, it's attachment unknown. That's right. Even that should be object of understanding. That's why it takes how long? Many lives, so many lives. And to letting go is not ignoring.
No. It's panya.
Quite different. Letting go is panya. Which condition, whatever arises, whatever form of it, it doesn't matter. Whatever arises again, differently. So natural. And depending on this sati patthana itself and the object which has be or the object and then become the object. Then sati patthana is there.
Well, it's easy for some people or me at sometimes letting go is not a, is something people can be afraid of, because why do I want to let go? Attachment
is there.
So strong,
so
clinging.
As long as there is attachment, it means that there is the idea of self.
Yeah.
And the understanding will lead to understanding of that even as no self.
Right. But that attachment without ditti, right? Yeah.
And we don't know, and we cannot define at all,
so,
because it's gone.
Yeah.
And we try to find out by reading many books to know, but it's now already gone.
Right.
And that's another way of letting go. It begins in life, quietly, by conditions. How much is there, or how less, and the strong attachment of self again. So that life can go on with understanding. No worry about anything. But still someone is worried about not understanding. See? So many, many things depending on the pit of ignorance.
Yes. It's easy still for people taking banya for my understanding, for my understanding. It's very easy.
Because they don't understand the word Dhamma. They cannot say that I understand. It depends on what level of understanding. That's why it's so natural whatever Buddha talked about, like Chataka, can be the object of understanding to the level of enlightenment. No doubt.
The first time I went to Hanoi to meet with Ajahn, and then the discussion, you talk about cancer is just concept. And that was really something for shocking. Cancer is just concept.
Everything.
Where is it? And then
everything shows up as concept. Even we don't call it what, it's just pain, hardness, so. Attention, no understanding, and wrong view about some things always there. No matter in this world or heaven or wherever, exactly the same. Again, something arise and pass. Before thinking about that, it's gone. Otherwise, there cannot be moment of thinking.
Now this is difficult to see it's gone. The coconut is difficult to see it's changed. Yeah.
It has to be panya, which can have just one object, as very short, very tiny as it is, just so sudden and then gone. Before it can bring about the concept of what it is. Something new again.
Yeah.
All the time. And understanding can be there when it's more developed. So it depends on understanding.
Right. And that's the first one, not pass by and then come back again.
And the other one at the other side of the wall.
Oh, okay.
That's gone.
Okay.
A white car, see? Mm-hmm. Only the nimitta appears. Mm-hmm. And without the absolute reality, without Paramattha Dhamma, there would be nothing. From moment to moment, changes. And without understanding, it cannot be letting go.
No.
Because clinging is in between.
One person asked about every moment is anatta, so it's beyond control. Every moment is beyond control.
Everything.
Then how to cultivate kusala?
How? Mm-hmm. Understanding can understand. What is needed is not how, but the understanding. Mm.
Because thinking is conditioned also. And think about the Buddha's words can condition the kusala.
Understanding, not
yeah.
only thinking.
Right, condition understanding and the highest level of kusala, which is understanding the highest kusala.
That's why just Buddha doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It has to be understanding. Without understanding the words of the Buddha, how can anyone know that person is Buddha, mm-hmm. the one who says the truth.
Mm-hmm. Right, when the Buddha was enlightened, he met with some recluse, and the Buddha told him, I'm the Buddha. And then he didn't believe, and he walked away.
Just saying the Buddha doesn't hit. Because still understanding what Buddha is. Mm-hmm. Again, when there is more awareness, there must be the object of awareness by mm-hmm. conditions, anything. And it's different from just hearing, because after hearing there's no understanding, and the hearing is the object of understanding. It's different.
Usually the attention is on the sound, not the hearing. People think about the sound.